And we really appreciate your time, first of all, let me say. And we hear that you are in Nigeria at the moment.
Yes.
Okay. So okay. Let's actually start from here. News reaching us is that you've been appointed as a director of elections for the National Democratic Congress. What exactly is that position, the director of elections?
Good evening, and let me thank you for this opportunity. And let me also send my regards to all your listeners. The director of elections is actually the person in charge of coordinating all the electoral activities of the NDC. So for purposes of this discussion, the 2020 elections, the forthcoming elections, if there are going to be any by-elections, I will be the director in charge of coordinating and ensuring that the elections are all conducted in a free, fair, and transparent manner. I work with a committee of about 13 people, and in every region, there are regional directors of elections, there are constituency directors of elections, and all these are people that I have to coordinate to ensure that we put in place systems, processes, and procedures that will enhance our chances of winning the 2020 elections.
I see. So listening to you now, I get a hint of strategy. Are you in charge of strategy?
Well, in a way, yes. Strategy, you know, there are different aspects of a political campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We have the political messaging, which focuses on how you communicate to the people, your manifesto, your plans, and your programs, and how you're going to package that through social media, traditional media, rallies, etc. So that is within the domain of another team. But the specific focus of my team is to ensure that after all the campaigns have been done, after all the work has been done, the ultimate purpose of every political party is to win political power.
Yeah.
So from the branch to the constituency, to the regional, to the national, to the final collation of all our results, everything that has to be done to ensure that the elections or the votes that are cast, first of all, are cast in a very transparent manner. They are collated, they are tabulated, and declared. That is my job. It also involves identifying people in all the branches across the country, almost 30,000 branches, and the branches are going to increase because we have 6 more regions. So people have to be recruited, they have to be trained as polling agents. We take them through. It's a very technical subject. Elections are very, very technical.
I see.
So you train the people how to monitor results, how to ensure that everything that is done at the polling station is done according to the electoral laws of Ghana, that everything follows the proper procedure. So you have to train all these people across the country. You need to have constituency election directors. You need to have regional election directors. And then after that, they have to be deployed. So the deployment plan, the logistics of it, how they will be paid, how they will be fed on the day of the elections. And more critically, working together with the director of IT, put in place a system where the results can be collected, collated, and transmitted from the branches to the constituencies, from the constituencies to the regions, from the region to the national headquarters. And then we tally that with those who will be in the strong room at the Electoral Commission to ensure that there is a consistency between the results we are getting from our various constituencies and regions with what is being declared by the Electoral Commission and what will be ultimately published and declared.
That sounds like a whole lot of work. But let me ask you, does your work now, or your portfolio, does that not clash in any way with that of the campaign manager?
No. Ours is a very technical, strategic work. The campaign manager is in charge of the overall campaign. So the campaign manager's job is to draw up programs for the various constituencies and regions, and ensure that the party and the flag bearer activities are going on, rallies, events, and all those things. Those are the general campaign activities. Ours is very, very, very specific.
That I see.
We focus on, after they have done all these things, the votes, the ballots will be cast. The process of casting the ballots, we must ensure that it is done properly and transparently. The process of counting the ballots has to be done. People need to understand the mechanisms, the process of collating those results, and the process of transmitting them and putting all of them together. So it's a very, very specific technical.
I get it. Yeah. So one thing, the NDC seems to me, sitting from where I sit, as a very united front, unlike some other times that we know about, where they've been like a bit of bickering here and there. This year, going into 2020, it appears as if the NDC is a very solid, united party. Is that what you see also from where you sit?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure yesterday you saw what happened. Mm-hmm. Went for presidential primaries.
Yep.
Former President Mahama won by 95%. That is a resounding, authoritative victory. It's a very emphatic victory. And it sends a clear signal that majority, the vast majority of NDC people have confidence in him and they want him to lead us into 2020. Now, beyond that, you saw the response of the other aspirants and how quickly they came out and conceded defeat and congratulated him and pledged that we're going to work together with him to ensure victory in 2020. So it tells you that this is a party that is poised to take over power from our MPP friends, who have been a huge disappointment. In fact, disappointment would be an understatement.
Well, it sounds like that's going to make your work a little easier, working with the United Party. Let me ask you, as a follow-up, what do you think of President Mahama's rerun?
Oh, he's our flag bearer. He has won decisively, as I said, massively, authoritatively. The voice of the people is the voice of God. The people have spoken, and all of us have to rally around him and ensure that the same energy, passion, and enthusiasm that we all threw into the primaries, we translate that into the national elections. Competition is good, but the competition is over. So we all have one candidate, President John Dramani Mahama. He has done it before, and I believe he will do it again. And incidentally, in 2012, I was his campaign coordinator. So I know what he's capable of doing. And we are all ready and prepared and poised to work hard to ensure that we chase the elephant back into the bush.
Okay, so my next question is two-pronged. First of all, why do you think that in spite of President Mahama's performance in his previous epoch as the president, Ghanaians somehow rejected him? And going forward, do you think he has a better chance this time? And why would you think so?
This is a thesis question. I'll say there were internal and external factors. But let me deal with the external first. Externally, you had this 8-year syndrome. The NDC was seen as a party that had enjoyed 8 years of power. President Mills and then President Mahama. And so people felt that, okay, if the party has done 8 years, they should give way for another party. Secondly, the MPP gave such, I mean, magnificent promises, mouth-watering promises. And Ghanaians felt that, well, they should give them the chance. You know, the promises were so unrealistic. Today, we are 2 years and 2 months into the tenure of the MPP. And they themselves admit that out of the 200, over 200 promises that they made, they themselves claim they have fulfilled 40. Now, 40 out of 200 in 2 years, in percentage terms, what is it? That's right. 25%.
Yep.
So that's a failure. And so they give all kinds of mouth-watering promises, and people thought that, well, they should be given the opportunity. Internally, I think the biggest challenge from where I sit was complacency. We felt that we had done so much, and it was obvious and evident. You talk about the Kotoka International Airport Terminal 3. You talk about the Accra, Dubai. You talk about the Kumasi shopping mall. You talk about so many things. There were so many tangible and evident things that I think that the attitude was, well, people will see our good works and reward us. And, you know, in every election, I always say,